Good afternoon and or morning. Welcome to Speaking in Your Basement. Just to jump back on yesterday's theme, recognizing your limitation. You can go ahead and make it harsh and say, you can be really stupid sometimes. That's a useful affirmation for the mirror. There's a lot of Stuart Smalley type stuff where I'm good enough and I'm strong enough and I'm going to have a good day. There's some value to all that. I don't know if you should do it the way Stuart Smalley did, but there's a lot of value in recognizing your limitation. Accepting your limitation. Sometimes I call this starting at zero. Recognizing that you're not as awesome as you want to be. The cool thing at starting at zero is you were there already, and all the pretense you had was just keeping you from recognizing the truth, and not recognizing the truth was keeping you from actually getting started. If you can set that thing in motion, if you can start at the beginning, start at zero, then you can actually get started. You can actually begin moving. You can actually get somewhere rather than just pretending you're already somewhere. When I started karate years and years and years ago, I'd been reading about karate and martial arts and things of that nature for many years. And I had a lot of knowledge, I suppose, compared to the average person who's not reading these sorts of things. And I was very proud of that knowledge. That knowledge wasn't very useful. Knowledge after you've started practicing something can alter, help you alter the way you practice it and thus make it more effective or steer it in specifically the direction you want to go. But before that, it's just theory. It's just ideas, which aren't completely useless, but they're also not terribly useful. While I was trying to impress myself and my instructor and my fellow students with all my knowledge on karate, and most of the time there was just polite indifference towards it, but on occasion, I would kind of screw something up or say something I shouldn't have said at the inappropriate time, and the instructor would have to correct me and then get back to class. I didn't like these corrections, but they actually turned out to be very useful. Part of what you have to do when you're practicing is just shut the hell up and do the practice. So if we're practicing speaking, whether you're communicating with yourself, with other people, you're practicing speaking out loud from books, sometimes you need to quit all the theorizing. In fact, if you notice yourself in a big internal argument about, well, I should do this, or this would be better, or you're putting it off until a better time, say, no, no, we're doing it now. Oh, wait, but it won't be good enough. No, no, we're doing it now. Oh, wait, but later you'd have this. No, no, we are doing it now. And do it now. And tomorrow the little voices and the theories and the ideas and all that stuff's likely to pop back up. And as soon as you recognize it, you do it now. In fact, sometimes it's good to do it when it's not the best time to do it. It's good that when you feel like, oh, I definitely couldn't do it now, do it right then. Do it immediately. Face the discomfort and do the activity. And the more you do this, the more whatever is driving these feelings recognizes you're not going to be stopped by whatever feelings. You're not going to be stopped by, well, I don't feel like it, or well, there's a better time, or well, I need to finish reading this book. Nope, I'm going to do it now anyway. In fact, I'm going to love the fact that I'm doing it in full ignorance, have no idea what I'm doing, and I'm probably making a giant mess of it. Oftentimes, that's the way it feels, but the reality is, you're usually going to make it a giant mess at the beginning anyway, no matter how many books you read. And the more books you read, the less likely you are to ever get started and ever get through that mess-making phase where you can actually begin to start making something constructive in your life. You have to be bad at something before you can be good at it. And the way to get good at it is to practice, to get the most practice in you can as quickly as possible. It's tough hearing the things you don't want to hear. It's tough being wrong. It's tough proving to yourself that you're wrong, that you're not everything that you want to be. And that's what practice will do. However, there's an interesting relationship you develop. It's the relationship with reality. Instead of the relationship with theory or the relationships with other people, you start developing an actual relationship with reality. And the more you do this, the better it gets. And the interesting thing is, of course, like everything else, there's some people that will love you for it, and there's some people that will hate you for it. But when you start developing a relationship with reality, there's a necessary respect that starts to come from fellow humans. Even if they don't like you, they can't dismiss you. There's something about you. And that something is you've started to interact with reality when the vast majority of humans avoid it. I'm Ben Langley. Thank you very much for spending some time with me today. We will talk again soon.